Welcome to the Rockstar Achievers Podcast with your host, Catherine M. White, founder and CEO of Accelerated Results 365. If you're an overachiever who's ready to hear what today's bleeding edge successful professionals are doing to create success in their business, you've come to the right place. On the show, Catherine interviews rockstar achievers who share their incredible tips, such as how they plow through roadblocks, outsmart the competition, grow a flourishing business, and reach unparalleled levels of performance. So kick back and get ready for a power-packed, insightful discussion with today's rockstar achiever.
Welcome to Rockstar Achievers. Today we are going to be featuring a husband and wife team that has built a successful real estate business, and they have done this together, which I think is just absolutely beautiful. I speak with a lot of people, and oftentimes I run across husbands and wives that say, oh, I could never work with my husband, or I could never work with my wife. He or she would drive me crazy. And when I run across a team like this, that husband and wife work together beautifully and they build this great business, I love to hear their story and how that came about and how they work together and show that it can be done and that working together as a partnership and a team is very beneficial. And so the team that I am featuring today is Chris and Deanna Hill. And today we have on the show with us Deanna, but I would like to tell you a little bit about both Chris and Deanna since they both work together. Chris was born and raised in Seattle. He attended Woodway High School in Edmonds and graduated in 1975. He currently holds a BS in Business Management from the University of Phoenix, as well as a Master's of Art in Organizational Leadership from Gonzaga University. Deanna, on the other hand, she was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. However, she was raised on the other side of the state from Chris over in Spokane, Washington. She moved to Western Washington after she and Chris met in Hawaii, which we're going to hear a little bit about that story in a bit here. Deanna holds an AA in early childhood education from Spokane Falls Community College, and she has been an assistant manager for two different Windermere offices, and she and Chris have recently assumed ownership of the Windermere Mill Creek office, which I just am really super excited about. I've known Chris and Deanna for a while, and to see them progress in their career like this to where they could take over this Windermere office is absolutely amazing. Together, Chris and Deanna have three children and four grandchildren who they absolutely adore. They enjoy sailing, and they said to me in a previous life, they spent much time on the water racing sailboats. This is something that I did not know about them. They also enjoy golfing, hiking, traveling, wine tasting, and spending time with friends and family. Chris and Deanna are big proponents of community involvement and encouraging their brokers to be leaders in their communities. They believe their brokers have the ability to create a positive social change and are in a unique position to make a difference. And I know firsthand that Chris and Deanna are excellent at serving in their community. And I know a lot of companies that do it because they want to make a presence in the community to build their business. That is not the case for Chris and Deanna. Chris and Deanna serve their community and it comes straight from their heart. So as I mentioned, today we have Deanna on the line with us. And Deanna, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
I am excited to have you. I admire you so much. And it's such an honor to be able to have you on the show and to hear your story.
Thank you.
So, Deanna, the first thing that I am just really dying to hear is how is it that you living in Washington, Chris living in Washington, though on separate sides of the state, how is it that the two of you came together and met in Hawaii?
Well, we both were on vacations. I was on vacation with my family, and he had the opportunity to go with some guys that he knew from work, and they happened to be staying at the same condominium that we were at. And as it worked out, my sister and I had actually met his friends before I actually met Chris, And to be honest, I wasn't real impressed with his friends. And so then when I saw Chris, I had this attraction to him. And then I saw who he was with, and I went, oh, no. And so it was like, dang, I'm attracted to him, but I kind of see who his friends are. And it's like, well, I'll just have to see what happens. So, and the funny thing is that when Chris first saw me, he saw me actually on the tennis court. And what I really admire about Chris is, you know, us girls, when we meet the love of our life, we think, oh, I hope he thought I was just gorgeous when he saw me. Well, Chris, actually, excuse me, what he saw when he first saw me was determination, because I was determined to hit that darn tennis ball, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so he was attracted to a character, and rather than physical beauty. And I always admired that about Chris. That to me, that just kind of set him apart. So anyway, as it worked out, we did meet, and we just were immediately drawn to each other. And that just kind of started a very quick and fast relationship, literally from the date that we met to the date that we got married was exactly 10 months. So it was, you just know, I guess.
Yeah. Sometimes you just know. And I love to hear stories like that. And the fact that, like you said, he wasn't looking at your beauty, although you are a beautiful woman. It was the characteristic of your determination, which that, too, I do know well. So what a cute story.
Catherine.
And so the two of you met. It was an instant mutual attraction. You got married. And then, how did you get started on this career path where the two of you ended up working together and building this beautiful, successful real estate business?
Well, when Chris and I first got married, he was working at Boeing. He owned his own home. So, you know, it was a very secure starting off in our life. And, excuse me, and so shortly after that, he said, you know, Deanna, I really would like to get my real estate license. And I thought, you know, we're young, and I think it would be great for him to have something that he would like to do. And so he actually quit Boeing and had pursued a career in real estate. At that time, the interest rates were like 18 up to 21%. So it was a difficult time. He was able to do that for 3 years, and we started our family. And Boeing actually called him back up and asked if he would like to come back and work for them. And so we kind of weighed the odds of continuing with real estate full time or going back to Boeing. And so we chose for Chris to go back to Boeing. I was able to stay at home with our family, and he still sold real estate on the side. And so throughout all this time, he's been selling real estate since, gosh, 1983. And then in 96, I had the opportunity to actually get my license to kind of help him out on the real estate side. And our youngest was 3, so it was kind of a good time. I was not going to be delving myself into real estate full time because I loved being at home. And I figured I would devote more time once our youngest was in school full time. So that kind of just opened up the door for me to get my license, join him to help him. And of course, then the big joke is that I took over the world from that point forward.
I believe it. So how was that? You said that he, going back, I want to just kind of walk through this here. You said that he left Boeing to start this real estate business. Did he have some kind of a plan in place? I mean, how did being a reasonably newly married couple and leaving that stability, that corporate world, to jump in and start this business, how did that work for you? How did you guys prepare for that?
Well, the funny thing is, back then, they did not have the mentoring and the training like we do today. And I think that probably was kind of the beginning steps of Chris's and my heart desire, is to make sure that when we have a new agent join our office, we want to train them and make sure that they are confident and that they have all the skills that they need right off the bat. And so there was no plan for him. I mean, it was, if you go to the office and you, you know, make your cold calls and things like that, but you're basically on your own. For me, my personality is that we'll make it. I'm not a worrier. If you have a heart's desire for something, you find a way and you just go for it. Chris is more of a planner. I'm the one that's, we can make this work. We'll do it one way or the other. So for me to let go of that was not a difficult thing for me, to let go of that Boeing income. Mm-hmm. And like I said, for him, Chris is a very confident person that if anything he puts his hand to will be have success.
Mm-hmm.
So there wasn't really, you know, when I think about planning, I guess that's kind of it. You just moved forward. And for him, it was like, you just do what you need to do to make money. And I was his support person. And I was able to do what I wanted, which was to stay home and just make sure that he was being supported for his endeavors.
Mm-hmm. And the key word that I heard, you've said it a few times, confidence. Having that confidence that it's going to work because we know that we can do it, and you have that that mindset and that belief in yourself that it, you may not know specifically what it will look like or how it's going to look, but you know that you will make it work and you will find a way. You're confident and you have, mm-hmm, that belief.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, I think the truth is, when you have a heart's desire, it's God given, and you will be, you know, not that there's not going to be rough times, but it will, you're doing what you know that you're good at, and it takes time to produce fruit. It's kind of like my foundation, I guess, but I, mm-hmm, believe.
Uh-huh. Definitely. And as I mentioned when I was introducing you, I've come across a lot of people, husband and wife teams or husbands and wives that have tried to work together and they've not been successful at it. I have had another husband and wife team on my show that work beautifully. But most of the time I run across people as husband and wife that they just have this mentality that, oh my gosh, we could never work together. We'd kill each other. We, you know, they have all these things around or stigmas around not being able to work as a team, and husbands and wives just don't work well together. And so I'm curious, what do you think it is between you and Chris that has made, that has helped the two of you be so successful in working together?
That's a good question. Not that there's never been a time when we didn't say, how can we work together? We both have strong personalities, and yet I trust him completely, so that there's times when, you know, I might not agree with, you know, a decision that's made, but, you know, it's like stepping back and letting him do that. But I think it comes down to a trust, mm-hmm, and we trust each other, and good communication, and, you know, really working through those things that you don't necessarily agree on. And then sometimes letting one person just go ahead and have the final, like, okay, we'll go your route and see what happens. But those are the two things, I think, trust and really good communication.
Mm-hmm.
And we enjoy being with each other. That's another thing. We have fun throughout our whole life. What we've done is everything together. And so it's been, and fun, I think, is a big part, laughing and having little goals that you do together so that your conversation is, wasn't that a great hike or whatever, is sailing, you know, and having something that we're working on together that was fun and not necessarily just business related.
Mm-hmm. I like that. That's a good point. I feel that a lot of people or husbands and wives, when they try to work together, that I feel that it becomes too much of business and not enough of that fun and enjoying each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So, and I see here, hearing about your, well, and seeing it firsthand, your determination, this belief that you know that you can just make it happen, as you said, we'll make it. And I'm a little curious about your background as far as getting an AA in early childhood education. I'm not surprised that you were attracted to that because you're very much a people person. You're a connector. That's not generally something that I generally see in someone who's got so much dedication and determination. So I'm curious, what led you to choosing to go into early childhood development, and how has that education impacted your career?
Well, I chose early childhood education because I had a hard time in school. And so when I was going to school, the avenue that I was looking at was actually working one-on-one with children who have a harder time in school, and more at the very beginning stages. I loved actually kindergarten. And then you would also, this particular program, you would go to the parents and you would spend time with the parents on how to teach their children at home. So interestingly enough, it was that beginning, for me, the beginning stages of, I had a difficult time and I wanted children to be successful. I understood, I was a little bit hyperactive, and I probably back, if I was in school today, they'd probably put me on medication, but I had lots and lots of energy. And so it was hard for me to concentrate. And so I just wanted children to be successful, and then also helping parents to help their kids be successful. And just the joy of being around children and the delight of everything that they're learning is always uplifting. So in retrospect, when I look now, my desires for the mentor program and the training that we have at our office, when I first started in real estate, again, that office did not really have a training program also. So I actually had to train myself and create systems for meeting with a buyer and a seller. So when that education part that took place, when I realized I wanted to help new agents also be ready to go and be confident, because it took so many years for me to kind of have my systems in place. So I wanted their life to be a little bit easier by helping them get set up in that training. So I can kind of see where in my, right after high school, that desire to help someone, and even though they were children, now helping adults help them be successful. So I saw that in myself. I could relate back that, yes, that was the beginning steps for me of my desire to be training. And Chris is also big in education. As you can see, he didn't get his Bachelor of Science degree until he was in his 40s. And then late 40s, early 50s is when he got his master's. And then just up to us taking ownership of the Mill Creek office October a year ago, he had started his PhD. And, we're in our late 50s at this point. So education has always been probably a very important thing in our life. For me, it's more personal stuff I read daily, but so I don't necessarily go to school, but I educate myself at home.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I can definitely see now where that early childhood education fits into your business now and has helped you grow your business. There was something else I heard in that, besides your passion for helping others, which is very clear, I also heard this desire to strengthen a weakness that you have or that you had.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I have lots of them.
Come on. No. Don't we all? But your strengths really shine out, and your desire and ability to strengthen your weaknesses is a great tool or a great characteristic to have.
Well, and you know, with that, I mean, we can't be perfect. And there are some things that I've learned as I've gotten older and wiser, of course, is that, you know, there's going to be certain weaknesses that I have to delegate out. And so when I realize that I'm not good at this, but somebody else is, then I'm actually helping that person because that's their gift or that's what they're good at. So that is also part of what our goals are is, well, we want to help people with their personal growth and let alone their financial growth. So we kind of like to say, okay, I'm not good at this. Who can I utilize their gift to help us look good and actually helping them run in their function? So to a certain degree, yes. You work on your weaknesses, and like I teased, I have many of them. I do. But anyway, so you have to find ways, and I have to find ways to help myself grow in those. But then there's a point where, like, acknowledgement of that's not, I don't want to focus on that. I want to focus on my strengths and let somebody handle what they're good at.
Mm-hmm. Right. And as you said, you utilize their gifts, and that's a reward in itself to be able to delegate and allow others to utilize their gifts. And I know myself, I'm a very independent person, and I can do a lot on my own. Obviously, I have my weaknesses and I can't do everything, but sometimes I like to try to do everything on my own. And I don't remember when exactly this was or who said it, but I remember a conversation, or maybe it was a sermon at church or something. And I remember this message that when we are trying to do everything ourselves and we don't reach out and ask help from others, we're actually hurting the other people because we're not giving them an opportunity to stand up and shine and grow and strengthen themselves or receive blessings for the things that they're able to do. And that really, really hit me hard because I am also very compassionate and I love helping people. And when I realized that, oh my gosh, me trying to do everything myself, I'm not helping others. I'm
very true.
Right.
Very
so,
true. Yeah.
So
yeah.
By you being able to delegate out those weaknesses, it does a multitude of things, and one of those is that you're giving them an opportunity to shine and to grow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
good point.
Thank you. The next thing that I would like to talk about, and again, this is something that I know firsthand that you are very passionate about, is community involvement. Tell us a little bit about your viewpoint on community involvement. How do you get involved, and how has that helped you grow or helped your business grow?
Well, it's kind of funny when you say community involvement, and there's a certain amount that I do, and I know there's so many other people that, gosh, they just put so much time and energy more into that, and I so admire the people that take the time out of their lives to be helping other people, and they're the ones who make things happen in the communities, and I'm just very thankful for people that I see involved with the community. Ours is a little different in that, you know, it started with church activities, and being part of those activities, helping that part of the church run. And then it kind of moved into helping other businesses. And by that, it literally was through networking, getting to know other businesses and asking them, how can we help your business grow? And so at this time, our involvement with helping other communities, people, businesses in the community would be if we can post anything on our business Facebook about a service that they're offering or helping advertise them, that's kind of where we go. We're always looking for ways how we can help other businesses grow. So, you know, spending time with business owners, seeing what their business does, and trying to find people that could utilize their service. And so that's kind of how we help the community in that way. We have a lot of activities at the Mill Creek Town Center. So we're always part of the community activities. So just different events. Our doors are always open for showcasing. They have a lot of art walks down there, kids activities. So we're part of that to be available. And then as far as our, I might be jumping ahead of some of your questions here, Catherine.
No worries, now just that, go with it.
Okay. Now that, well, let me back up. With the community, what we stress to our agents is to be part of the community so that you can get to know people, because we normally work with people who, as you know my line, who we know, like, and trust. And so as you're just being out there involved in the community, Chris is a watchdog for our grandson's school, and now we have one of our other grandchildren starting kindergarten. So his involvement in the community, because we believe in the strength of our youth, is just being there and part of youth. And so he's a watchdog for the schools, and he loves it, and it's just once a month. And so we tell our agents, do some volunteer work. You know, a lot of our agents have kids in school. So be part of that. Be present in the community and be available to help where there's a need. So for Chris, we know that there's a lot of, and of course, men work normally, jobs that are like the 9 to 5, and they don't have the time available. But in this case, Chris is able to be a masculine and influence in the school system on a volunteer basis. And so that's his impact. As far as the other parts of our community, our office, once a month, every month, we host a Artist of the Month. So we're giving various artists in the area an opportunity to display their art. And then we have a private event for our agents to invite their clients and family and friends to come and enjoy an evening of and looking at the art that's on display at our office. And then we have a poster in front of our office, and that is an invitation. It says, here's our featured artist of the month. Please come in for a cup of coffee and some cookies and enjoy the viewing of the artist. So that's actually been very nice for the artists. They've really enjoyed being on display there and then just helping their growth. We've had actual art sold at these events. So, you know, it's one aspect to be able to help somebody in the community.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I actually did not know that about that you do that in your office. And I really love it. It's thoughtful, it's creative, and you are giving people an opportunity to shine, to feel good. And there's, what is that saying? I know you've heard it before, that saying that says people don't remember, they don't remember what you did or how you, what you sold them or something like that, but they what they remember is how you make them feel.
Yep, very right? true.
And that is exactly the message that you're instilling here, is that you are making, or you're giving people an opportunity to feel good and to feel excited and to let their talent shine.
Well, thank you. I know we've actually very much so have enjoyed everyone that we've met. And so, you know, the benefit for us is we feel good too, you know, mm-hmm. so it's been really a privilege to be able to be in this position to offer this opportunity to people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And also what I hear in this is I think about the ripple effect. You talked about how your community involvement is different than what we normally hear about people being really involved in the community and serving in specific parameters and getting involved in different groups and organizations, and how you've created a little bit different structure in your community involvement. And what I get from that is that you create this ripple effect because your focus is really on how can we help you? How can we help you grow? How can we help you be better? How can we help you get out there and be known so that you can excel at what you do? And going back to that, people remember how you make them feel. Not only is that important, but also what you're doing for people is because you're giving them an opportunity to feel good and shine and grow their business. When you do that for somebody, there's this ripple effect that in turn, they will pass that on to someone else and it just ripples outward, right? So
you didn't
really allude to that feeling like you're not what am I looking for here? I just, oftentimes when I hear people talk about, well, the community involvement, ours is a little bit different. And oftentimes I get this feel of maybe we're not doing enough kind of thing. And I'm not getting that from you, but it just does make me think about how much of an impact that you are having that perhaps you may not even know that you're having.
Well, I don't do it for the intentions of being impactful, but at the same time, it's just looking at how you can help people. And this is just one aspect of helping. There's so many facets of volunteering, and again, probably goes along with what we happen to be good at. We enjoy it, and it's just opening up opportunities for other businesses because we value them mm-hmm. and just being available.
Right, right. And I get that you're not doing it because you're specifically intending to make an impact to, say, lift yourselves up or whatnot.
You know, the truth is all of that, it just comes, you know, it's not you. I think when you do things from the heart, and then there's just a natural progression of what comes back. It's not, you don't mm-hmm. have to seek it. It just happens.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I believe that that is where people make the biggest impact, is when it's not about being glorified, but it's about it's just coming from my heart, and this mm-hmm. is what I love. I want to help people, and that's definitely who you are, and it is that type of impact or that type of service that creates the biggest impact in the world.
Well, we enjoy it, so thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Well, Deanna, it has been such a pleasure. I loved hearing your story, and I think very highly of you, and I am very excited for everything that you and Chris have accomplished together, and that you continue to work together, and that you have this beautiful and workable partnership. And not only that, but that you enjoy working together
and you enjoy using this as a means or a tool to make a difference in the lives of others.
Thank you for tuning in to the Rockstar Achievers Podcast. If you are looking to reach new levels of success by plowing through your roadblocks, outsmarting your competition, growing a flourishing business, or reaching unparalleled levels of performance, go to www.acceleratedresults365.com or email Catherine at Catherine@acceleratedresults365.com and learn how you can get started with Accelerated Results 365 today.